Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Oh my goodness, Matt. Another episode of the Super Mega Cast is episode 110, and I'm going to start off with a nice little intake of the vape. And then you can introduce whatever you want to introduce.
You're going to vape?
I'm actually thinking of legitimately getting one. I'm getting tired. I'm getting really sick of smoking.
Dude, you should.
Like, this one in particular is really
nice. It was cheap, too. Well, yeah, people are. We're gonna lose all of our subscribers because we just look like losers with vapes now.
Well, I need to legitimately stop smoking.
I'm the loser. You're not a loser because you've been smoking for years, so you're not a loser.
I'm smoking since I was 18.
I am a straight up loser for vaping for no reason whatsoever. Just like, I'm gonna start vaping. You know, it's like, I'm a dumbass. Like,
but I mean, when you first came out here, we had a huge hookah phase.
God, we did. We smoked
every
that thing
night.
Like,
remember,
that was so bad for us.
It would be a thing where, was it you or Daniel who came up with, are we firing up the hook?
That was me.
That was you.
Let's fire up the hook, boys.
And then we just all three just sit in our apartment, like order a shit ton of food. And like, I don't know what we would
just watch Netflix and then just smoke the hookah. God damn. Think about how bad that shit was for us.
I know.
Okay, apparently like 1 hour of hookah is like 60 cigarettes.
So hey, it was good while we were doing it. We were just like, oh.
I remember one night
you were getting into it.
I would suck the shit out of that hookah.
Oh yeah.
I took one massive rip off. I was like, guys, watch this. I'm gonna do a really big one. And this is before I realized that like too much nicotine doesn't feel good.
And you need to be hydrated because it dehydrates you.
And I just went for like 10 seconds, and then I was like, ooh. Oh, and then I had to go lay down because like
one of those moments where it's just,
yeah, everything like I got like tunnel vision and everything started going like black and white, like monochromatic. And I got up off the couch and I got like the little white flickers and sparkles all over my vision, and I stumbled into Daniel's bedroom, and then I just like fell onto the bed face first and I just laid there for like 30 minutes trying not to throw up. It was bad. Nicotine is not fun, guys.
It's not fun at all,
especially when you're addicted to it.
High
five, dude. We're both addicted to nicotine. Isn't that fucking sweet?
Addicted because you got yourself a fucking Juul.
I don't Juul anymore, though, guys.
No, but that's how you got addicted to it. You just bought a Juul for no reason.
I know. I did it for the meme of it. And I fucked myself up. But at least I'm vaping. It's not the worst it could be.
You know how I got into cigarettes?
How'd you get into cigarettes?
I got into cigarettes because it was advertised as like a small dose of marijuana.
And you were like, oh, I want to smoke marijuana.
Kind of, yeah, because in South Carolina, marijuana is just hard to. It's not hard to come by, but it's not, stores don't sell it.
Yeah.
And you can't say the word bong in a smoke shop, right?
Right.
There's a certain stigma around it in South Carolina. So I actually had weed before I had cigarettes, and then someone offered me a cigarette and goes, it's like a mini high, dude. And I went, and also when I got that buzz, I was like, whoa, it is like a mini high.
That was the beginning.
And that was the beginning with the Marlboro Skylines.
Ooh, that was the beginning,
menthol,
dude.
Menthol, man.
Ryan's first puff of a ciggy.
I was like, ooh, that's minty. It actually tastes good, too. Because I hated the taste of, like, pipes and stuff at the time that you smoked
disgusting.
Out of. Well, cigarettes taste disgusting. Well, not menthol. Well, menthol to me... Well, okay, it was better than, like, smoking out of a pipe. Because you know how pipes, like, just...
Just tobacco tastes nasty. It's like
I was talking about more weed.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, that's gross too.
Yeah, it tastes really bad.
I don't think there's anything you smoke that tastes good. It's just like a burnt, nasty. I mean, vape tastes fine. I mean, I got Apple Jack's flavor and I got lychee flavor. That's
see, you can have all your little kitty flavors.
I know. And look at this. It's
that's how you get addicted. You had a Juul with like fruit flavoring.
It was fruit medley.
Nicotine. And what, smoking a whole pod is like smoking a pack or something?
No. One pod is 200 cigarettes worth of nicotine. God. That's how I got...
How many pods have you had?
That's how I got addicted.
How many pods did you have? To be honest, don't fudge it.
I probably went through, in my whole Juuling phase, 12 pods. So, 12 times 200.
So, you smoked 2,400 cigarettes?
Worth of nicotine, yeah. That's a lot,
I
right?
did the math on that, right?
200
cigarettes, 12 pods, 12 times 2 is 24.
Yes, 24. Mm-hmm. So basically, that's how I got so addicted to nicotine, was just in that 1 month period. It was like smoking 2,400 cigarettes.
You know how long it takes me to smoke 2,400
How am I not going to get addicted to nicotine when I was like, when it's that much nicotine?
What is Juul supposed to be like the safe way to smoke?
I guess I'm
asking, what is it advertised as?
It's just a cool little device that gets you a buzz. That's all it is. It's not like some safer alternative. In fact, I think it's way worse than regular vaping. That's why I switched over to a vape, because I want to quit. So I want to because with vape juice, you can like lower the nicotine content. So I can just keep lowering it down until I'm at zero. And that's my plan. But like with the Juul,
dude, I would say if it's a,
that's why
at
I can't
the worst,
quit.
Dude, I don't even smoke that many cigarettes in a year.
Yeah, don't get a Juul.
You smoked that in how long?
Like a month and a half.
A month? You smoked like a year's worth of cigarettes in a month.
Year's worth of nicotine.
Nicotine.
Because cigarettes, that bad.
They get the tar and all that in you.
Yeah. But like Juul, one of the things I noticed about smoking a Juul was like every now and then, I don't know if it would like concentrate and then like fire out, but I remember I'd do like one small hit. And it would hit me so hard that, like, everything would be spinning. I'd have to, like, lay down. It's not fun. Juuls suck.
Juuls are big. I went back home, and, like, some of my friends were using Juul. Like, I was like, hey, anybody want to go out? Like, I feel like this old man that's attached himself to cigarettes, and people are moving to vaping and Juuling and shit.
It's the future of smoking.
I feel like an old fogey with my cigarettes.
Get yourself a vape, dude. This one was, like, not expensive. And it's touchscreen. It's pretty fucking cool. It looks so sleek. Just charge it while you're in bed and just...
Are you going to do some vape tricks at the show tonight?
Because I'm
thinking
about...
Today, we're recording this the day we're doing Drunk Drawing Live.
Yeah, we've never done Drunk Drawing. It's our first test show. Sold out. It's like 200 people.
Is it 200?
200 people.
What? I thought it was like 130 something.
Nope. It's like
how are they going to fit 200 people in the hi-hat?
Well, it's like 175, and then there's like 25 people on the guest list.
Jesus.
So... Woo! I'm really excited. I'm a little nervous, but I'm not that nervous.
It's the day of that I found that I'm actually kind of nervous.
Yeah, same. But I mean, we're gonna get drunk.
It's
all.
It's not like where we don't really have to improv that much in terms of like we did for the Super Mega Live podcast.
Oh, I'm way less nervous than I was
because we're just drawing and getting drunk.
Yeah, and we got friends on stage. We got friends in the audience. It'll be a good time.
Yeah, and this comes out. The day after.
The day after it was. So, if we've completely bombed it last night. Then
I know it's not gonna go up on YouTube, but is someone filming it?
It's gonna be recorded.
Okay.
Then we get to decide what we do with that. So okay. We'll see. Maybe we'll release it.
Like an cut down.
Yeah, well it's our first show of this format. We don't know, because you know, first shows they can be rocky. So if it's not very good, maybe we'll just save that audio and then wait for a future show and release that one. So if we don't release this one, it's not because we don't want to share it with you guys. It's just because maybe it wasn't the best to release. We'll see. Maybe it'll go splendid. Maybe it'll be fantastic.
I hope so. I mean, we're going to have a lot of people. I feel like the hour and a half is going to go by like that. Because you and I, when we record...
Especially when you're drunk.
When you and I record Drunk Drawing, when it's just the two of us, we can record a 45-minute show, like, just with a snap of the fingers. So,
yeah. So come on out yesterday if you can, and come see us live last night. Can't wait.
That was a good one.
Thank you. Thanks.
Dude.
What?
What's up with the mind of Jake Paul?
It's a big old documentary on YouTube right now.
Big documentary extravaganza.
It's one of the biggest media events of the last century, I'd say. Shane Dawson's documentary about the mind of Jake Paul, which I could give less than two shits about.
But you don't give less than two shits about it because...
I could give less than two shits.
You couldn't.
I couldn't give less than two shits.
I used to do that all the time. Also, I was like, man, I could care less. And all of a sudden, I was like, wait a second. Oh, I've been saying it wrong this whole time. I couldn't care less.
Oh, shit. I have been saying it wrong.
It just rolls off better without the nt.
I could care less. I couldn't care. Yeah. Well, they got to throw that nt in there, that hard nt.
English fucking blows! Essentially, I want to talk about Jake Paul for the remainder of the podcast.
Yeah, let's give him more publicity.
We can put him in the tags,
Tags and the title.
But we can put him in the thumbnail. Maybe?
Actually, speaking of this episode's thumbnail, because we've been busy preparing for the show, it's been a busy week. Basically, we didn't have time to get our thumbnail artist Don to draw a podcast, did we? No.
Do you? I mean, I could draw it if you want.
Would you mind doing this week's podcast thumbnail?
No, I can do it. You just have to tell me what to do, and I'll put effort into it.
As the podcast continues, we'll figure out what this episode's what it's gonna be.
Yeah,
I think it'll.
But yeah, I'll definitely draw the thumbnail.
Ryan, this is your opportunity to make it big, man.
Ooh, man! Hopefully, talent scouts are looking at our channel when this goes up.
The biggest talent scout in the United States.
They surpass all of Don's beautiful artwork,
and they see here
now this one.
Holy shit!
This one really pops.
Kicks the door open of like a boardroom. Stop what you're doing! You gotta see this. It's the next big thing.
Just a bunch of businessmen jerking off under their under their pants.
Just put it up on screen.
Is that what they do in boardroom meetings? They all just sit around the table and just jerk off under the desk.
Yeah, but it's like this weird thing where like none of them wanna say that they're jerking off. So they all know they're jerking off, but they're all trying to like get by as if they're not jerking off at the same time.
I'd love to sit in one of those board meetings then. Imagine being like a new guy and you have no idea that you're supposed to be jerking off in a board meeting and you're just like, so, why is everyone so quiet? And you just hear under the table,
just
what's that?
Someone's really wet.
And he like looks under the table. He's like, Jesus Christ!
It reminds me of when it came out, I laughed my ass off at it. Of the Whitest Kids You Know sketch where they're in a board meeting and then Timmy reaches into his pants and pulls out a piece of shit.
Oh, yeah.
And like, it just like goes, ugh.
And he just puts it on the table.
Puts it on the table.
He's like, ah, gross.
And then later he's like, don't put it on the table. So then he's just holding his shit.
Yeah. And he's like,
and he like falls asleep and
hits him in the face. Like, oh, damn it. Gross.
Oh, they did like a reunion thing in LA and I wanted to get tickets, but I just.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah, they were all together.
Oh my god!
You got Sam, you got Trevor, you got Dennis, you got Timmy,
got Alex.
And you got Alex. What? Alex.
I don't know their names.
No,
I know most of their names.
I forget the guy with the short hair who was in the movie with Trevor.
Oh, that's I don't know, Steve-O.
No.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
You don't remember Sam?
Yo, Steve-O's been posting a lot of pictures on his Instagram.
Okay, I'm gonna
that go. Are like very like...
sexy?
Well, they're just kind of like bragging about having sex.
Because really?
he's in love with this girl, so good for him. But he's like posting pictures of them like naked in bed together.
Oh, I see one of him in the bathtub. And yeah. Just like
he's posting a lot of like naked pictures
soaking
of
our pee-pees.
Yeah, it's like a high school couple posting on Instagram. But I mean, I'm happy for Steve-O. All the love to him, man. All the love to Steve-O. If he's happy, I'm happy. I base my happiness off of Steve-O's happiness.
I'm trying to find other pictures of him and this woman. Is this just a picture of him holding up a bunch of his pubes?
It's Steve-O, man. I wouldn't be surprised.
Pubes or beard? I don't think he ever had a beard. He said manscaping.
Well, you can see. Yeah, it's his pubes.
Right on.
Right on, Steve-O. Take a picture. What if we did that? Just like shave your pubes and then hold it up in front of the camera and like smile for the camera.
I think given our audience, it would just be highly inappropriate.
Absolutely.
I'm glad we're on the same page, Evan.
Speaking of that, though, when we announced Drunk Drawing Live and it was 18 plus because of like the nature of the show and also the venues, like, you know, they're not going to let like a 15-year-old into a show about drinking. It's like a lot of people were like, you guys are fucking idiots. You know your fan base is 12 years old. You're not going to sell shit. And then like 2 days later, we sold out. So I was like...
Less than 2 days later, right?
I was actually very surprised we were able to sell a show out with only 18 plus. Because it's not that I think our fan base is young, but it's that just like in one city that there would be that many viewers that would buy a ticket.
I mean, how many people bought a ticket and just aren't showing up and did it as like a donation? Be like, I'm just going to help them out.
That'd be... Well, I hope if you did that, you showed up.
Yeah.
You paid for it.
I wonder how far people are going to come this time. Because remember, people like...
Someone came from like Alaska last time.
Yeah, people traveled through several states last time to come see us.
That's wild. Bravo. I mean, we appreciate that. That's incredible. And that's really sweet if you do that. Like if you... The guy that came all the way from Alaska to see our live podcast.
Is it Alaska?
Yeah, he came from Alaska. No, someone came from there are people that came at Anime Expo. They came all the way from like Mexico and stuff.
Are these the ad reads?
Those are the ad reads.
Why are they so big?
Like what do you mean? Oh, it just the printer printed out a bunch of like, wait, how many pages is this? All right, guys, today we've got a 30-minute ad read.
So wait, how many ad reads do we have?
Two ad reads.
Two ad reads.
Guys, get excited. two whole ad reads this episode.
Have fun cutting that one out.
Yeah, I can't. Right, I want to talk about something. Ryan, I want to talk about something very serious.
Ebola.
A little more serious than Ebola.
Okay.
It's very tragic, actually. Rapper Lil Xan was hospitalized because he overdosed on Hot Cheetos.
I've never heard Lil Xan.
Who is Lil Xan? He's a rapper. He's one of those,
Is it spelled like Xanax? Xan,
like Xanax.
Is that why he named himself yep. Little Xan?
Yep. Xanarchy. He had to go to the hospital because he ate too many hot
How
Cheetos.
How old is this kid?
He looks pretty young. He was dating, Noah Cyrus, which is Miley Cyrus's younger sister. And it's, oh man, let me see.
He's a young kid and he's like, Xanax.
Xanax.
Is that his thing that he's just kind of...
Well, no, he quit Xanax apparently. He's 22. He's younger than me. I think he quit Xanax after Lil Peep died. So, I mean, good for him. I mean, Xanax is a dangerous drug. So, you should only take it if your doctor recommends it to you. And you should not take
it. And even then, be questionable and be like, is there anything else possibly, maybe, just in case?
Yeah, careful with Xanax, guys, for real, because that's a...
Highly addictive.
Highly addictive, and also it's pretty easy to get... Very addicted, but also you can overdose on it. And also...
You can overdose on a lot of things.
Not marijuana.
No, yeah.
You actually could overdose on marijuana, but what, you'd have to smoke like... 2,000 joints in like an hour?
Something like that.
Bro, I know what we're doing after the show tonight.
What?
We're going to try to overdose on marijuana. We're going to smoke 2,000 joints.
Okay. Are you down?
Yeah, it's going to be one of those... You know those videos where the guys like break the like the coconuts and they're like all lined up on a table and they just walk down and break the coconuts?
This is going to be
It's like that, but it's just a bunch of joints down like half a mile of table and we just...
Dude, I don't know how I feel about a floor covered in roaches.
Oh, I see what you're saying, man. Because roaches is the burnt end of a joint.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the bug for a second. I was like, ew.
Right?
Ew.
That's what I was doing. I
fucking hate roaches, dude. Like, I've talked about this before, but, like, honestly, they're one of the few things on this planet that, like, I
hate
the most.
Okay. Why do you hate them so much?
Roaches, they scare me. I don't even, they do, that's why I'm scared
so
of them.
Simple. They scare me.
I'm terrible, like, I don't
like them either. I kill them.
I don't know
do
why.
Do you save them, or do you kill them?
No, I know some people are like, you gotta save them and put them outside. It's like, no, so they can lay more eggs around my house and breed more?
Put eggs into my carpet?
No, I'm eradicating them.
Every time I come, like, not every time, but, like, every other time I come home from vacation, there's at least one roach I find somewhere in my house.
Just dead?
And it's dead because, like, I'm not leaving food out while I'm gone and shit. So it's just like, well, I came in here for no reason. I'm dead now. Lesson to all bugs. Don't come into my place because you won't find any food unless you know how to open a refrigerator door.
Banana opened up my cabinet the other night. The one that is one up. It's like 3 feet off the ground and I have no fucking idea how he did it. He just opened it all the way from the counter. Like he climbed up and then he just opened the cabinet and the cabinet opens towards the counter. So I have no idea how he did it. It was actually on stream. Like, you can hear us reacting to it. I was like, what the hell?
Because is that what you brought him in?
Yeah, he opened this big-ass cabinet in my kitchen. And like, I have no earthly idea how he did it. I just looked over, and it was open, and he was like...
Did you tell people to clip that?
Oh, I should have. Damn.
Damn, Danya. Damn, Danya.
I didn't finish talking about Lil Xan, dude. He ate too many hot Cheetos and had to be hospitalized. I think he's stupid.
He is stupid.
If I'm being
Little Xan is a dumb dummy.
That's one of the dumbest things to be hospitalized for. Like, there's a lot of dumb things to be hospitalized for, okay. But eating too many hot Cheetos, too many flaming hot Cheetos.
I'm gonna look up Little Xan.
Lil Xan.
He doesn't deserve that, man.
He just deserves the little.
Yeah, because he's little.
He doesn't.
I'm not gonna call him Lil Xan.
He's got the face tattoos and everything.
Oh my god.
What?
So young. What did he do to his face and his teeth?
You've seen the picture of him, like, kissing Noah Cyrus, right? Where his, like, face is, like, flat against
her. That's just a grill, right? That's just a grill.
Yeah.
Okay. Why is he doing that stupid thing where he's, like, pulling down his, like, bottom lip?
That's a big thing.
Is that, like, a...
It's a thing, yeah.
Millennial thing? Or is it just a model thing?
Well, actually, Ryan, he's Gen Z like I am, so... But I think he's taking things out of the millennial handbook. So.
Z lover.
Don't lump him in with me. I'm just gonna go ahead and say he's a millennial in this case.
And he has dots on his nose.
His dots on his nose. Yeah.
I just want to look at an interview. I want to hear his
look
voice.
At the picture of him kissing Noah Cyrus because he's got his face like pressed flat against hers, and it's really funny.
I gotta hear his voice. Is his music good?
I wouldn't say it's good.
Lil Xan explains how Hot Cheeto sent him to the hospital. TMZ.
Xan, Diego, what's up, man?
What's up, man?
You had people scared. You had your fans scared a little bit the other night. Tell me what actually went down.
You're referencing the Cheeto thing, right?
The Cheeto Gate, 2018.
No, the other thing.
Spandies thing. No, I'm just kidding. I'm a big Cheeto fan, a hot Cheeto fan. My stomach's still not completely better yet. I literally was just one bag. It was just one bag. Ate it. I was drinking soda. I have a really poor diet.
At least he can admit it.
And next thing I know, for 4 days, like, I was, like, feeling really bad. Like, I don't know, just stomach aches. Then I ate another bag of the chili lemon ones and literally just I vomited a little blood. And obviously that scared the...
And you're positive it was blood. It wasn't, like, all the dye from all the...
No, it was...
Well, hot Cheetos are, like, red.
Yeah.
It could have just been that. I love them so stupid. Like, he's like, I ate a bag of hot Cheetos. That's all I ate. And then I had some soda. And then I ate a bag of the chili lime ones. And then I threw up. So I had to be hospital. Well, maybe don't make your diet. It's fucking hot Cheetos and soda.
Is he a mumble rapper?
Yeah. No, kind of.
They don't.
He's not. I don't think he's awful, but.
Don't fake you. I don't know.
There was a big Lil Xan billboard in Glendale last year.
Just he's doing what he's doing. I have no hate for him. I don't even know him. I'm just saying he I don't know. You turn yourself into a he's turned himself into a
character.
I guess a brand. He's turned himself into an item.
Yeah. To be like, consumed.
Yeah.
Like hot Cheetos.
And like that's just I wonder how young did he get started?
I don't know, dude.
Because he's super successful. Like, yeah. Fuck, man. He's
he was dating Miley Cyrus's little sister, and then
they broke up.
Yeah, they broke up because Noah Cyrus texted him a picture of like a porn star with some other guy's face on it, at, like as a joke, and then he thought that that was an admission of her like cheating on him, so he broke up with her. And then she was like posting about how she, they were posting about how they were like super like broken apart and sad. And then she said she was selling like a bottle of his tears for $12,000 or something, but it wasn't real. And yeah, it's just it's a mess. It's just a big mess. Ryan, can we get some girlfriends that are like?
Can we go back to the day where celebrities would just shave their heads when they went cuckoo bananas?
I remember. Remember when that happened when Britney Spears like shaved her head?
I remember. It was just like the crazy. Like why?
It's like what the hell?
There was footage of her like coming out of the barber or something, right? With a bald head.
Damn. That, I mean that was one of the biggest moments in the 20th century.
Yeah, there was that, and then you of course have like Mel Gibson saying all his stuff.
He said some goofy shit.
He said a lot of goofy
he said,
shit.
He said some shit.
Oh my God! You know what we haven't talked about yet?
What?
That's a news update.
Oh, okay, I was like, is this something I'm supposed to know? Is this song?
No.
What's the news update?
Mr. Cosby's dead.
He might as well be.
He might as well be.
He's in state prison. He didn't get one of those like private millionaire prisons. He just went to straight up regular prison.
Is it bad to say like 100% he deserves to go away for like the rest of his life, and he deserved to go away way before this?
Not bad.
But there's something instinctually in me seeing a blind old man walk into jail, like with a walking stick and shit. And like he's like overweight and he's bloated because he's so old now. I'm just like, there's a part of me that's like, aw. But then I'm like, oh, wait, that's Bill Cosby.
He did all that shit.
like as an old man, it's like, damn, that's so weird seeing someone go away. That's just this old fuck.
It's like you think of like the Cosby Show era, and he's like America's dad, and you're like, oh, and then you're like, wait a second, he's a rapist.
It's like when they took the Nazi. It's like when they sent the Nazi back home. This old man that was like in a hospital or hooked up to machines or something. It's like we like kicked him out of the country. He left the United States.
Yeah, he got kicked out.
And like in my head, I'm like that. He's just an old like little man.
And then you're like, wait a second.
Wait a second.
He's a fucking Nazi.
I know he's a fucking Nazi.
He's
dude.
A piece of shit.
I know people are probably going to defend him in the comments going, no, he was only following orders.
just following orders.
Just like Bill Cosby.
Just like we're following orders to read these ad reads.
Yeah. Is this a good?
Maybe we shouldn't transition with that.
We'll no, it's fine. I think MeUndies is cool with that.
I don't think
MeUndies is a cool brand.
No, I don't think they're going to want us to transition with that.
Okay. You like Skittles? Skittles are bright and tasty, right?
What else is bright and tasty?
MeUndies.
Okay.
You've heard us obsess over MeUndies. You've heard us talk about how they're three times softer than cotton.
Yep.
And come with fun new prints each month.
Uh-huh.
But we've got a big scoop that we're excited to share with you all. MeUndies just gave their membership a massive upgrade.
That's so freaking dank, Ryan. Hey, hold on a second. Pause the ad. Justin, come here.
Come here.
Come in here.
Just not our editor, Justin.
You don't want to be introduced?
No, I think everyone already knows.
Can you read starting from?
Will you help us with our ad read?
Audience? Motivate your audience.
Get close.
Start
to
from there.
All those dirty, old, hole-ridden, disgusting underwear you've hung on to. It's time to throw all that out and give your top drawer the refresher it deserves.
Yeah.
Guys, and fun fact, Justin's Canadian, and that's why he said out as oat.
I mean, that's how you say it.
Well, no, it's not, because we're in America. We're not in Canada.
Do you say outer space?
Outer space?
See, look, out.
Car.
What
car.
About her?
Bar. Out.
No, you said oat. You're like, oat. And you're like, throw all that oat.
Throw it all out.
Out.
I hear it a little bit.
I hear it.
It's not as strong as Matt's saying. Sorry, we interrupted you. Continue.
Each month, MeUndies will release a new exclusive print that only members can get. Members of what?
The MeUndies program. MeUndies.
Are you guys both members?
Yeah.
Why haven't you told me about this?
Do you want some underwear?
Justin, if you go to MeUndies.com/Superman, you can get 15% off your first pair plus free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Are there any strings attached to this
membership? No strings attached. Zero. And I think that's what's so great about it.
And like to get that 50% off, isn't it just like MeUndies.com/Supermega?
MeUndies.com/Supermega. All right, Justin, thank you. Members will also pay less for everything on the MeUndies website with special member pricing. That means if you want a second pair of MeUndies, a bralette, or lounge pants, you'll pay less than anyone else. The membership comes with no strings attached. That's what Justin was asking about. No strings attached. You can switch styles, skip the month, or cancel at any time.
So I've been playing GameCube and my Xbox is 360s.
Have you been playing Xbox 360?
No, I don't have one.
Oh, you've been playing GameCube?
I've been playing some GameCube,
yeah. What have you been playing?
I'm playing Animal Crossing.
Been just like streaming it, or you actually been playing it?
A little bit of both. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of GameCube on the side. Just playing Animal Crossing. Have a town with the guys living with me right now, Jackson Harrison. We made a little town, just, you know, goofing off with Tom Nook, having a great fucking time.
What did you name your character?
Matt. I just named my character Matt.
What? Yeah. You're not going to name him Big Fart Bubble Butt?
I don't think there's enough spaces for that.
How about Pussy Poop?
I don't think they'll let you put Pussy Poop as the name. they let us name our town Cumtown, though.
Really?
It's called Cumtown. Yeah, that's where we live.
There's a podcast called Cumtown, right?
There is, yeah.
Is that why you, because you're a big fan of Cumtown? Is that why you did that?
I'm not a big fan of Cumtown. But no, it's not related. We just came up with it all on our own. And almost done with the museum, guys. A little Animal Crossing town update. Almost done with the fossils. They're almost, there's like six left and then we're done.
Did you catch that cricket?
I did. I caught the cricket. I caught it on stream finally.
Did you catch it on stream?
I did. I really.
When did you stream last?
It was the same stream that I couldn't catch it on.
Oh, okay.
Me and Jackson Harrison, we streamed Animal Crossing recently, and I had a little oopsie on stream where I was trying to catch a cricket in Animal Crossing.
You had a bit of an oopsie doopsie?
It was a pretty big oopsie. I could not, for the love of me, catch this fucking cricket. And normally, when I play, that's the thing, man. It's just my luck. Like, when I play by myself, like, I'm fine. I'm just perfectly good. But then when I play on stream, I don't know if it's like the performance pressure or something. I just fuck games up, especially when I'm doing like Let's Plays. Like by myself, I'm not a bad gamer. But when I get on camera, I'm like, yeah. So I just couldn't catch this cricket.
Eyes and on that Fortnite Let's Play.
Yeah. Every single, like every time I catch a bug in Animal Crossing, it's like, it's a breeze. It's like one of the easiest things to do in the game. And lo and behold, I get on stream and I just can't catch a fucking cricket. Just yeah. Running away from me, and I'm just like swinging my net.
I feel that because when I stream, I feel like I goof off, and I, which leads me to kind of be worse too. Like because I'm playing Bully right now on stream.
I saw. Which is, like, I watched a little bit. Game.
Did you?
I jumped in the chat.
Someone said Matt's here, but usually I look through chat to make sure because sometimes they just say that.
No, I just jumped in and I was like, Ryan, we need to be practicing for Drunk Drawing Live. Stop playing video games.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, but then my internet like went down, so I didn't get to see the rest of it.
Karma, dude.
I know, right?
You're trying to bully me while I'm
well,
trying to
Well, you were playing
stream.
Bully, so I had to make it all, you know, you were bullying NPCs.
Oh, yeah? What was I doing in the game?
Bullying?
What was I doing?
Playing video games on stream? Gotcha. But I've never played Bully. Is that a fun game?
So far it's fine. It's like just a simple kind of open map.
Do you literally just bully people?
That's not, no, it's, you go to classes, you do missions. It's just like Grand Theft Auto, but like made for middle schoolers.
So you're like in a school.
Although they do say like, tard, and they say.
Uh-uh.
They do.
Hey, tard.
And then, should we play it on Super Mega?
Nah.
No?
I don't think so. Damn I don't it. Think there's any reason to. Okay. Maybe in the future. Nah, I can't even. We'll see. Maybe. If I beat it, I'm like, you know what? That was pretty nice. Then maybe.
Well, let's see, man. Let's see how you like it.
But it's easy because on stream, there's these mini games where you have to come, you have to, they give you like, what, six letters, and then you have to think of how many words you can make with them.
Uh-oh. And brain
just,
games.
Yeah, and I get chat ready, and I just cheat, and people just spam all the answers that they can give me, and I end up passing with flying colors.
Man, math and brain games are not my forte.
When I saw that on screen, where it's like, come up with as many words as possible, I was like, oh, no.
I could imagine your face right now, just like a...
I don't want to do this live! And then,
It's not even like a Let's Play where you can, like, edit it out if you look really stupid. It's no, like, uh-oh.
It's like, here we go.
What if,
luckily, I got the cheat. Luckily, that's the thing now.
Yeah, thank you, chat. Thanks for helping Ryan. It's very sweet. Fucking brain... You know what, like, I used to love doing was crossword puzzles. Not crossword puzzles,
Sudoku?
No, I do like Sudoku though. But what is it? What is it? The word search? What it's like a bunch of letters and you gotta look and find all the words.
Scrabble?
No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you do. You gotta circle the letters in the big grid of letters. You gotta circle
oh,
the words.
Oh, I know. Yep.
What's it called?
I don't know that.
Word search? I feel like it's a very common name that we're
used
just
to do a lot of those in school with vocabulary and
yep,
shit.
Yep.
And spelling, all that.
That actually, that did not help you learn the words. It was just
It was an excuse for the teacher to print
not
out
do anything.
Like a Google Images.
Teacher's just like, just do this word search and that's the lesson.
My favorite part was when teachers handed you papers and like it printed out like the they did the screen printer did something because like the browser bar was still in on the papers.
yeah when like they didn't know how to print anything. Yeah. Fucking dude, remember in like high school when the teacher would like pull up a video and then just leave the mouse in the middle of the screen?
Fuck,
and
I'm
just
that.
Like Jesus Christ, because you can't call out the teacher.
My biggest thing was when they would write a bunch of stuff on the board and then erase it except for like a little bit of stuff. Like they didn't erase the whole board. It's like they left the top of the one there, and I'm like, oh, like, I see what you're doing.
What if you just got up without a word and just erased it and like looked them in the eye and then sat back down? Like, do your job right.
And was like, how the fuck am I supposed to focus with this bullshit going on? Take your job seriously. I
Ryan, step out into the hallway. Ryan, excuse me.
Yeah, excuse you. That was very smelly. I'm going to call you smelly butt.
Ryan, go to the principal's office.
You go to the principal's office. I'm going to call my dad, and he's going to come down here and behead you in front of the whole class.
Yeah, right. Door kicks open. Your dad walks in with a scimitar.
A scimitar?
And just fucking...
What the fuck is a scimitar?
You know what a scimitar
a
is, Ryan?
A scimitar?
You know what a fucking scimitar is? Jesus Christ!
I don't know what a...
You know what a scimitar is?
I'm looking it up. Scimitar.
It's one of those, like, medieval, Middle Eastern swords. It's in RuneScape. It's in a bunch...
Scimitar?
It's the sword that's, like, curved like this. Look, like pirates have.
Like,
look.
Spelled like cemetery?
No, no!
How do I spell it?
S-C-I-M-I-T-A-R.
Okay. Oh, okay. Like the swords from Aladdin.
Yeah, scimitar.
Okay.
Your dad kicks open the door with that. Your sweet, lovable dad. And he's got a scimitar in his hand, and he just beheads the teacher.
In front of the whole class.
And then everybody cheers, and then they have a pizza party. Do you remember in school, like, how, like, it was like, at the end of the semester, if you donate enough books, you could have a pizza party. And that was, like, the biggest fucking motivator in the world was a pizza party, like
you
a classroom pizza party.
Well, you gotta be a part of that 100 Book Club.
Fucking Mr. Ryan McGee over here always rubbing it in my face. He was a member of the 100 Book Club.
In elementary school, part of the 100 Book Club. 100
Book Club, Ryan. Whoop-de-doo. Wow, you read 100 whole fucking books.
Hell yeah, I did.
You're really pissing me off right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know, Matt, despite all of your accomplishments in life, you weren't part of the 100 Book Club, so... I'd love for you to still put that on resumes as like a 24-year-old. Like
100 Book
Club. It's like at the top of your resume. I was in the 100 Book Club, and they're like the interviewer's like, so tell me about the 100 Book Club.
I published a book when I was in elementary school as well called The Underwater Pyramid.
I would love to see a resume where you just lead it with only accomplishments from elementary school. Like, yep, I was on honor roll, second semester of third grade.
Now, Ryan, I see on your record that you bit a student who stole your lollipop in elementary school.
That's a long time ago, man.
Yeah, I didn't know that was going to stay on my record. Permanent records are bullshit. Why would they scare the ever-living shit out of you with that?
Like if I...
If you poop in the teacher's lunchbox, it's going to go on your permanent record.
And then you're 80 and you can't get your welfare check because you poo-pooed in the teacher's lunchbox.
I think if you actually took a shit in the teacher's lunchbox, you could actually be reported for a crime.
Yeah, that is a crime. That's
not if you're a kid. It's just hijinks if you're a kid.
If you're under 17, it's just a prank. Yeah. But if you're over 17,
if
at
you're
least
40,
in America.
If you're 40 years old.
And you shit in the teacher's lunchbox, then that is a felony, I imagine. What crime is that? Like, what category of crime is that? There's got to be a category that has to do with, like, shitting somewhere where you're not supposed to. It's not vandalism, is it?
Indecent.
It's not indecent, because if you shit in the lunchbox in private, then it's not indecent exposure.
Is it illegal
endangerment
to poop on someone?
I guarantee the answer is, without their consent, yes, it's illegal.
Public defecation is illegal unless you defecated in your hand in private and then carried it outside to throw. Spitting on someone is considered
what?
Battery, which
wait,
means it's illegal. It
I'm
can
sorry,
be considered
wait, go
assault
back,
if
go
you
back.
Have HIV.
Go back.
Dude, if you have HIV and spit on someone, it's considered assault. Makes sense.
Yeah, totally makes sense. Go back, though. It said unless you defecate in your hand
well,
in private
this
and
is from,
carry it outside.
This is from Quora. And the question was, is it against the law to defecate in your hand and throw it at someone? And then Quora responded,
yes, that's assault.
Public defecation is illegal unless you defecated in your hand in private and then carried it outside to throw. Spitting on...
Are they saying that's not illegal then? They said unless.
Yeah.
I'm really confused, man.
Well, this shit is probably hit or miss, but here goes. Yes and no. Malice must be proven for an assault charge in most any county in Alabama, my home state. This precise situation that you described happened when two drunken cousins visited one of the guys on my hall. In short, after the football game, they got into a drunken shit fight in our floor's communal shower. Nothing was discovered until the next morning when the janitor discovered feces from wall to floor on the in the ceiling in the shower area. Fucking white boys is all that he said as he went to get a small fire hose. The judge later ruled that the two defendants pay X amount of damages for cleanup, etc.
This is great, man. I love how guys in the showers just decided to have a shit fight. Of all the fights to have, let's have a shit fight where we throw shit at each other. Ryan, like, would you ever have a shit? Like, you would have to, like, stop and take a shit to join in the fight. Like, hold on a second. And then just, like, pick it up with your bare hands and throw it at
you
somebody?
You want shit right into your hands? Can we get off this subject?
Yeah, let's change subjects. But those boys in Alabama, those Dixie boys. Sure.
Man, those Alabama boys, we all know how they are.
You know,
throwing shit at each other.
Getting in a shit fight in the showers.
Thinking that it's 1943.
They're probably naked when they had the shit fight. You don't want to get shit on your clothes. Good old Alabama boys. Alabama boys. Gotta love them. Alabama boys, they're playing with their shit.
In the shower with no clothes on.
I like it, dude.
Yeah?
Yeah. Man. There's the thumbnail. Draw some naked Alabama boys throwing shit at each other.
Man, Katy Perry has some big bahungas.
I love the vocabulary you coined. Bahungas?
Bahungas.
Bahungos. It's always like a slight variation of like bahongo. It's like bazungas, bahongas.
I love that that's what her trait was. Like, it wasn't like her music. It's just like everybody was like, wow, she has some big boots. Even Ellen was like, look at these gazungas, and then was like squeeze in a picture.
Did Ellen squeeze him?
No, she you saw that picture of Ellen staring at Katy Perry's boobs?
No, I didn't see this. This must have slipped right under my radar. Damn,
Katy,
how did I miss such Perry a thing? Boobs. Ryan, breaking news: the SEC is suing Elon Musk, alleging that he misled investors.
Okay, she didn't grab him or anything.
You just smeared Ellen.
I did smear Ellen.
You just,
but Ryan, she was doing this. That's Ellen's wife, by the way.
Oh, yeah. What's her name?
Portia.
Portia, yeah. I wanted to say Petra. Portia. Damn, dude. Ellen might sue you now. We're never going to get invited on the Ellen show if you're telling lies like Johnny.
Do you think Portia feels upset? I'm not giving the Johnny thing to you. I refuse.
But you were just telling lies.
Damn it. No. I'm not doing it.
Come on, man.
No, Papa.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Give me a high five for that one. Thanks,
it's
buddy.
Such a weak ass high five.
It was like the tips of your fingers like slapped the side of my hand.
Beta male high five, you know what I'm saying?
That's a fucking beta male high five, brother. Okay, real talk, dude.
Beta.
I don't believe any of that beta alpha male bullshit.
Why not?
But what are we?
What do you mean?
Hypothetically, if we were to be proponents of the beta male and alpha male bullshit.
Everyone, most people that live in the United States would be considered beta. Because, like, alphas don't really, like, you can't call yourself an alpha because you go to a gym and work out and then go to a job and just whatever. Like, alphas, like, when I think of an alpha, I think of, like, an alpha wolf. I think of, like, the leader of a tribe of cavemen. Like, I don't think of, like, some big buff guy with a sick fade. Like, that's not an alpha to me.
that's a Chad, dude.
Okay. Like, I don't know. You and I are, I mean, we're...
Make a fucking, like Marvel should make a movie where it's, like, Alpha Chad and, like, Beta Nick. And it's, like, it's like an alpha and his sidekick is, like, a little beta. That'd be great, man. They need to make an animated series.
Why aren't you
about
writing? Why you need to go to Kevin Feige and
Alpha
tell
Chad
him this.
And like, and he's dating Stacy, and
Stacy's mom.
Well, she's got it going on.
Yeah, she does.
But are we alphas or betas? I want people to answer this in the comments.
I think we're betas.
They're all gonna say we're betas because they like poking fun.
As I said, I think most people like on the planet are betas. Like, if you're the leader of like some fucking like SEAL Team 6, like you're an alpha 100%.
Yeah.
But I think there's a whole lot more to being an alpha.
But like
than
just work, like going to the gym 3 days a week and working at Jersey Mike's. That yeah. doesn't make you an alpha.
Yeah, like having a sick neck tattoo with your veins bulging out of your neck. Looks don't make an alpha, action does.
Actually, yes, they do, Ryan. Looks make a Chad and looks make an alpha. So why don't you stop talking about things you know nothing about here?
Okay.
Because I am an alpha, and I honestly, I hate to say it, but you're a bit of a beta.
Okay,
buddy. Every time you smile, you do the open mouth smile showing teeth. Fucking smile, dude. I love that the people that are into the alpha and beta male shit, like they, the beta male smile, it's like a thing.
Beta male
smile. It's so funny to me. Like, I don't believe the alpha beta shit, but like every time I see the so-called beta male smile, I can't help but fucking laugh. The fucking beta, for the thumbnail, you could just be a picture of us doing the beta male smile.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I'll draw that up. I'll draw that up tonight and I'll send it to you.
What if for our show, for Junk Gen Live, we just walk out and we do the beta male smile for an hour and a half and then we just walk off stage? I fucking love that smile, dude. If you go on Google Images and just search beta male smile, you'll see what we're talking about. And like they try to claim that's such a good picture. They try to claim that there's like science behind it. Me and Jackson Harrison always do that.
Showing
like,
your teeth is a sign of submission or something.
Yeah, and like chimpanzee families, it's like
the we're beta not male. Fucking chimpanzees.
We're massively more evolved humans. Like, why? I love how people compare like current humans to like packs of
go
chimps.
Fight a chimpanzee and see how that goes.
Yeah, I'm
like stop.
Try okay. If you think you're an alpha, go try to assert your dominance over a beta chimpanzee and see what happens. Like, no matter how much of an alpha you think you are, go to a beta chimp and then like try to assert your dominance. I guarantee it's not going to end well.
I want to see a wrestling match. I want to see Dwayne the Rock Johnson go up against a big fucking silverback.
He'd die.
I know. Dude, have you seen that video of the silverback? Where like he just grabs one of the cameraman and drags him for
yeah
a
by
bit.
His leg and he just fucking drags him.
Then he just lets him go
because he just relaxes.
Yeah,
think of how scary that had to
dude. Because the my girl was like, "Hey, I see you."
He's like, "I'm just gonna just drag you over here. Maybe I'll throw you. Maybe I'll rip you to shreds.
Maybe I'll rip your leg out of your socket. I don't know."
Jesus Christ! I think getting okay. Would you rather be killed by a gorilla or by a tiger? I'm going with tiger, man. Because they got sharp teeth, and they can probably, like...
They go for the throat.
And you bleed out real fast. But a gorilla's just going to beat the ever-living shit out of you.
And then eat you.
Yeah. A gorilla's just going to, like, pick you up and, like, smack you back and forth.
It's going to pummel you to death.
It's legitimately... It's, like,
it's just... Well, what they're going to do is they're going to dismember you. They're, like, monkeys are crazy.
They are
insane. Have you seen the videos where, like, monkeys go up... This sounds like a Joe Rogan podcast, because we're talking about monkeys so much.
Bro, have you seen this video of these monkeys? Here, try these supplements.
Here, Jamie, pull it up. Jamie, pull it up. Pull up this video. Have you seen this video? It's a video of a silverback gorilla.
Oh, it's going
and what he does is he goes dominant on this camera crew and he fucks every single one of them. It's actually amazing. Jamie, pull it up.
He takes a hit of his joint and he sells some supplements to the camera.
Jamie, pull up that video of me fucking that silverback.
Oh shit! Whoa, look at my method here. Actually, I'm actually like we started out missionary and we flipped it around to doggy style.
I'm picturing Joe Rogan
talking about like fucking a silverback.
I feel like Joe Rogan's true calling is to want to be a fucking gorilla. Like he wants to go out and be like a monkey.
I think Joe Rogan would classify himself as an alpha male.
Yeah,
you know, definitely.
Oh yeah, he's a thick man.
He is thick. Rojogan.
Like he's solid thick.
He's a big thick.
Like he's
man.
A big brick of a man.
He's a brick of a man. Yeah, I give him that.
I feel like if he tensed up, he'd explode.
I hate how claustrophobic his thumbnails are, though. There's so much fucking shit
where
going on in this thumbnail.
And then
the font, even like the messy ass set. It's just like, it's like all like squeezed into a tiny little 1-inch thumbnail.
He doesn't care about thumbnails.
It just gives me anxiety when I see it.
He doesn't care about thumbnails.
I'm just like, oh, Jesus Christ.
He obviously doesn't want people to. I think he just does podcasts based on the names.
He gets so much money doing podcasts. I don't think he gives a shit. He's just like, yeah, whatever.
He's one of the biggest podcasts.
Yeah, he just smokes weed and does his podcast.
The life.
You know, Ryan, I wish we were one of the biggest podcasts, but
our fans don't like us.
They don't rate us 5 stars on iTunes enough. Oh, huge announcement!
Another ad read?
No.
Oh.
Well, yes, but in a minute. Huge announcement, guys. Super Mega Cast is now on Spotify. You can now listen to Super Mega Cast on the Spotify platform. every week. New episode goes up on Spotify. All the previous 109 episodes are on Spotify right now. You can go listen. You've been wanting it forever. We finally got it done. It is on Spotify. So go celebrate and listen to some Super Mega Cast on literally any device now. Any device that has Spotify. Computers, iPhones, e-phones, fat pads, whatever you want.
And Super Mega is coming out with the new T-Pain auto-tune your voice app for the Androids.
It's coming soon, guys. Only for Android. Get excited. We're going to make a...
Can we do the ad read now?
Let's do the ad read.
Oh, boy, this is about Robin Hood, Matt.
And not the little man in green tights.
No, this is the investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free.
They strive to make financial services work for everyone, not just the wealthy.
It's a non-intimidating way for stock market newcomers to invest for the first time with true confidence. It's simple and intuitive. They have a clear design with data presented in an easy-to-digest way.
Other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, but Robinhood doesn't charge commission fees. You can trade stocks and keep all of your profits.
That's epic. They have easy-to-understand charts and market data. You can place a trade in just 4 taps on your smartphone. The Robinhood web platform also lets you view stock collections, 100 of the most popular sectors like entertainment, social media, categories like female CEOs, which is pretty cool.
I think it's pretty epic.
And analyst ratings of buy, hold, sell for every stock.
Wow, look at all that data. You learn by doing. You learn how to invest as you build your portfolio. You discover new stocks and track favorite companies with a personalized news feed. Custom notifications for price movements so you never miss the right moment to invest.
Robinhood is giving listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build their portfolio. Sign up at megacast.robinhood.com. That's megacast.robinhood.com.
Isn't that epic?
And easy.
Easy.
And be careful, because, investing is a big thing.
Yeah.
Don't, think about it, but do it.
Yeah.
But, like...
If you want to do it, Robinhood's a good way to do
it. Yeah,
yeah. Just don't jump into something that you aren't prepared for. But Robinhood makes it very easy if you're a newcomer.
Yeah.
So, yeah, guys, go become billionaires. Go join the 1%, like me and Ryan.
Yeah.
Just kidding. We are not... Even anywhere near the 1%.
I don't even think we scratched the surface.
Not even close.
Not even close.
We are, there's a lot of rich YouTubers. Ryan and I do not fall into that category.
No.
Maybe one day, but...
We're more of like complacently getting by YouTubers.
Yeah, yeah. Make enough to afford rent.
Yeah.
Make enough to afford an ice cream cone over here and there.
I like ice cream cones. Waffle cones? Yum.
Waffle cones, dude. I like the waffle cones that got the sprinkles on them, where it's like the top of the waffle cone has been dipped in chocolate. And then it's got the rainbow sprinkles, the jimmies, as they call them up north.
Nothing's better than some French vanilla.
Some fucking
ice
jimmies,
cream
dude.
With some jimmies on top and a waffle cone where the top third is covered in chocolate and more jimmies.
Woo! I love how jimmy means sprinkles, and I think it also means condom in certain parts of the country.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you got the jimmies for tonight, man? Oh, man, let me put on a jimmy. We put on a rubber Johnny, as they call it in the UK.
A rubber Johnny?
Yeah, they call him a rubber Johnny. Did you ever see that little short film on the internet way back in the day, Rubber Johnny?
No.
It was like that real creepy art film with a...
I'm looking it up right now, Rubber Johnny.
It's creepy, dude. You probably saw it. It's like the little alien kid in the dark basement, and he's like throwing lasers and shit. And it's got that he's making weird sounds, and there's like a chihuahua in it, and it's all filmed on like a night vision camera. There's a penis in it. And in the opening scene, the title is shown on a penis going into a condom. That's Rubber Johnny, baby.
What is it?
It was a weird, like, short film on the internet back in, like, the mid-2000s, I think.
Why?
It's creepy. It scared the shit
out of me. Is it supposed to be creepy?
Yeah. It's, like, weird fucking music and little Rubber Johnny playing in his wheelchair.
What's he doing?
He's just having fun.
He's dancing in a wheelchair.
Yeah, dude. What, you saying people in wheelchairs can't dance?
Wait, was that his ass?
Yeah, dude. There's a real penis in the video, too. The music's awesome. I think it's Aphex Twin.
That's something else.
It is incredible.
Rubber Johnny.
Aphex Twin has a new album, by the way. It's really good, if you guys like that. I'm going to do... I haven't done music recommendations in quite some time.
Go for it.
Let's see. What music do I want to recommend this week? Shit, let me look at my Spotify playlist. You guys have been begging me to make a public playlist, and I will eventually. I listen to a bunch of stupid shit on Spotify, and I just don't want everyone seeing, like, everything I'm listening to, because music is very, like, personal to me,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense. So I don't want, like, the whole world looking at every song I'm listening to, because then it's like I'm listening for an audience, and I just want to listen for myself. But I'd love to, you want music suggestions, I frequently share songs on my Instagram story. So go follow me on Instagram if you want more music suggestions, because I frequently post like songs I'm listening to or songs I recommend on my Instagram story. Let's see. Oh man, what music? Last weekend I listened to a bunch of 60s music, like Vietnam War era music. I really like the song Time of the Season by the Zombies. That's a very classic song. Oh man, let's see. I've been listening to some MF Doom and listening to some a lot of bossa nova, a lot of Brazilian and Portuguese bossa nova. Jerry Paper, been listening to a lot of Jerry Paper. He's pretty good. I think I'm going to go see him live soon. Go check him out. Very good artist. But yeah, Ryan, you got anything to suggest? Any movies? I got a movie. I watched Chungking Express by Wong Kar-wai. Beautiful movie. Go check it out. What about you?
No.
Nothing?
No. I mean, I just rewatched Spider-Man 2.
Telling Lies?
Sam Raimi. Sam Raimi's Spider-Man, not the Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Oh, I see, yeah. Oh yeah.
Still holds up. Still enjoy it. Still love it. I think one of my favorite parts of the movie is legitimately when it's doing like raindrops keep falling on my head.
That's a good song.
But it's near the end of the song and like Peter Parker like gets told, it's like, keep up the good work, Parker, from his professor. Then he starts to walk forward with a smile, and then it just freeze frames, but it's also kind of blurry. Like freeze frames for like 3 seconds and then it just continues. Like there's a lot of like weird editing choices, and there's a lot
this
of stuff
just
that
fucking weird. Like in the well, third Sam Raimi's dancing.
Yeah, well, the third one's another story, but I still think Spider-Man 2 holds up. It's super fun. What a comic
because
book movie should be.
I'm blue.
I mean, actually, it's very depressing because, like, if this wasn't a movie about Spider-Man, it would be a movie about someone struggling with depression.
Yeah, but he's fucking Spider-Man.
Yeah,
he just
so
needs to get over it.
Yeah, exactly.
Just choose to be happy, guys. If you're depressed, stop with the stupid therapy bullshit. Just choose to be happy. Jesus Christ, it's not that hard.
Just be happy. Come on, have you ever listened to that song? Don't worry, be happy now.
Don't worry, be happy now. Raindrops keep falling on my head. I love that song. It's by BJ Thomas.
Novak?
Yeah, BJ Novak. It's a good fucking song, though. When I was in Japan the first time and the second time, every time I go into a 7-Eleven, they would just play a jazz rendition of that song, and that was it. It's like every 7-Eleven would just play that. Yeah. It was great. It was fantastic. But we got to actually go get ready for Drunk Trying Live now.
Yeah,
so we got to end
gonna
this
be a shorter
right
podcast.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Guys, but thank you so much for tuning in. New episodes every Friday, and it's on Spotify and iTunes and Google Play Music and pretty much every other platform you could want it on besides SoundCloud, which maybe we'll get around to that. But thank you so much, guys. Hope you tune in next week, and yeah, bye.
Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.